Hey, you guys, welcome to a new episode of the Struggling Christian Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Generation Lazy. This is for all my young Christian people out there who are working hard. I want you to know that your hard work is going to pay off, you know, because there are some out there who, you know, they just want everything but expect to give nothing. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Have a good one. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Struggling Christian Podcast. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this episode. So today we're going to be talking about Generation Lazy. I mean, this is the Generation Lazy Podcast episode. Real talk, man. You know, this has got to be the laziest generation ever. People don't want to work, but they want to get paid. I mean, I don't even know how that's possible, man. People expect more for doing less. I mean, like, are you kidding me, bro? Like, are you really kidding me? But that's really where we're at right now. I mean, a prime example would be the increased use of use and creation of like artificial intelligence, right? Have you heard of the new ChatGPT application? Word is that a lot of young people are using the AI to cheat on their school exams. I mean, this ChatGPT thing, you can like go and like put in like some stuff. Like you can put like, you know, you can go and ask it a question, right? Like I went on there and I asked it to give me a code for an application, and it created the code like on the spot, like within a matter of like, you know, like 30 seconds, like boom, full written up code of exactly what I was looking for to build an application. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, these kids are like literally they, you can go in there and ask it questions. Like you can take a picture of your exam or something like that. And then you can like, you know, screen, like you can like take that picture, analyze it with like Google, right? And then, you know, copy all the text and then put the text into the ChatGPT, and then at the beginning of it and say, can you answer all these questions, right? And then boom, like the ChatGPT will analyze all the questions and then literally boom, spit out all the answers like right then and there, like, you know, easy squeezy lemon peasy. So, you know, that's just like where we're at right now. There are other AI applications too, like Jasper, that can create like copy for emails, ads, and websites. There's Jarvis that can create like music lyrics. You know, it can create music lyrics. I mean, and then like it can even like the ChatGPT, you can also use it to like, you know, to write like a paper for you. Like straight up, bro, like you can like, I heard a lot of people are doing that too. Like they're having the ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence, to write their like papers. Like, you know, like let's say they have like a essay from one of their teachers or something like that. I mean, I seen a video where like this teacher was like, you know, I'm going to fail everybody in this class because everybody used the artificial intelligence, you know, because, you know, on the back end, right, for the teachers, they have websites that can like that also use artificial intelligence that can, you know, that can check and see if AI was used in the process of writing that paper, you know. So, you know, I mean, I've heard that they got all types of, you know, back and forth stuff going on with the teachers and so forth and so on. But, you know, it's a whole bunch of nonsense, you know, like kids, go and study, you know, take the time and study and, you know, do your exams, you know, and go and like, you know, take the time to write your papers, you know, like, gosh, man, are you kidding me? Like writing, anarchy. I mean, I personally don't understand the need for people to search for shortcuts for everything. Hard work and dedication is how character is built. Like real talk, man. That's how you build character, man. You work for it. You work hard, man. I can remember times when I was an Uber driver, like there was this one guy who literally requested an Uber so I can drive him across the street. I mean, no joke, bro. When I got there and I was like, so where are you going? He was like, oh yeah, I'm just going across the street, man. I was like, bro, you what? Bro, why don't you just walk over there? But that's just where we are. We're living. This is the laziest generation. These upcoming generations, you know, like these are the laziest generations, like, you know, that has ever lived. You know, like they've become comfortable. They got comfortable with, you know, having like computers and technology and cars that drive themselves. They got all the everything that they want. Social media to keep them, you know, all day long. Like, you know, people can spend all day long on the social media. Like, real talk, they could spend like all day searching through the social media and be entertained. You know, I mean, I don't even want to talk about like the quality of customer service. I mean, the quality of customer service has become like extinct, right? Like quality and customer service, you almost can't put those two words together in this current day that we're living in. I mean, like, real talk, man. Like, when you go to like, you know, you go to like, you know, a place like a restaurant or something like that. I mean, I almost cringe at the thought of like ordering out. Every time I go to a restaurant, these new kids expect huge tips for doing basic work. I mean, you can't even expect, like, you know, to get like a smile, or you can't expect them to ask how your day is going. Like, I mean, it's just not common anymore. You know, like, people are there just to get the money. That's it. They got bills, you know, that they want to pay, and they got new things that they want to buy. You know, they want to go and travel, take trips and stuff like that. And, you know, like, it's crazy with the way the world is coming now. But, you know, hey, man, it's all right. It's all right. Because, you know, there's still young people like me. I know there's some young person who's listening to this podcast right now, and you know what? I know you're working hard, and you're putting in your time, you know, paying your dues, and you know what? Your life, once you get there, right, and once you get to that place that you've been working towards, right, and you receive, you know, you get that money, that payout that you've been working towards, and you're able to buy the stuff that you're looking for, you know, like, you know, you deserve it. You deserve all of that, you know, like, you deserve all of it, and you should enjoy it. So with that, let's hop into a Bible scripture, right? I want to talk about, there's a Bible scripture. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And if you look at verses 6 through 10, it states that disciples set an example of work that should be done. They worked hard first to receive the food that they wanted. That's what it talks about in this verse. You can go and check it out for yourself, right, if you want to. In the same scripture, it says that a man that does not work should not eat, right? And you know why the reason for that is because of what, it's about what happens when a person receives something for doing nothing, right? I mean, I don't want a doctor who cheated through medical school, you know, like, I don't know about you, man, but, you know, when I'm looking for like medical device or advice, right, when I go to see a doctor, I want somebody who worked hard, studied, and took the time to, you know, to pass through their classes and get the grades that were needed so that they could become an excellent doctor. That's the doctor that I'm looking for, you know. You know, I think I'm going to have to, you know, and I also don't want a lawyer who cheated through law school, right? If, God forbid, right? But if there's ever a situation where I need to go to court, right, I want somebody who can defend me and give me the best representation possible. I don't want somebody who cheated their way through the, you know, I mean, I think I'm going to have to set a standard that all my future physicians and representatives of the law need to be a minimum age. They needed to have acquired their degree before artificial intelligence existed. Like real talk, I think this is going to be my new standard. You know what I mean? You know, all I know is that anything worth having comes through hard work and dedication. The worst part about obtaining great riches without doing work to have it is the lack of appreciation. You know, I mean, how, like, bro, it's ridiculous when, like, I look nowadays, I see a lot of these huge, I mean, the prime example, right? The prime reason why, you know, why we have so many young music artists that die at a young age, you know, what do you expect to happen when you take shortcuts and gain great wealth at a young age? What happens is that they do drugs, they don't value life, and live for nothing. Like, literally live for nothing. Every day becomes a party. Living and searching for where your next high is going to come from. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, right? There's more than just, like, you know, like doing drugs high, right? Like from, like, smoking or drinking or popping a pill or something of that sort, right? Whatever it is that people do, sniffing, you know, like whatever drugs that people are doing now, right? Like, a lot of young people are killing each other without remorse and happy to carry around guns and sell drugs and have created a lifestyle of destruction. Like, straight up, bro, they're idolizing, like, you know, the young people are idolizing living like morons, you know, straight up, bro. Like, you go and look at some of these young rappers nowadays, young music artists that they got out here, man, you know, I mean, people are just living reckless, you know, they don't care about anything. Nothing matters. There, nothing is sacred. Nothing is holy. Absurdity. Absurdity. It's almost not safe to walk on the street because they got all types of crazy new challenges out there. You know, people walk up and fall on you. Like, straight up, bro. I mean, you gotta be careful out there, bro. Like, we live in a generation full of idiots. Like, like, nah, bro, I'm not with it, man. I'm not with it. I mean, the cure to this insanity is discipline, honor, self-respect, right? Integrity and patience. It honestly doesn't matter how much money you have. You can't buy character. You can't buy character. It's something that you have to acquire over time. You know, I don't have everything that I want right now. I honestly am grateful for the journey. I'm on the journey that I'm on right now, today, right? Right now, I'm here in Costa Rica, right? While I'm doing this podcast, I'm in Costa Rica. I'm in San Jose, Costa Rica, and I'm getting ready to head off to Nicaragua, you know? And I mean, it's been a struggle. I'm running a nonprofit organization, right? You know, I just opened an investment company, so I'm investing in stocks. I'm looking to open some restaurants. We got a restaurant that we're working on over in Ghana and Africa. You know, I'm doing research right now to figure out how to open a restaurant here in Costa Rica. You know, I got a lot of projects that are in the works, right? I'm working on a cybersecurity application, you know, hoping to possibly within the next year open up a wedding planning. You know, a wedding planning organization, business. I got a lot of things that are happening, right? I mean, sometimes I feel overwhelmed, and that's when I pray and thank God for the situations that are helping me to become a stronger person. Every day that you go to work, every day that you go to school, every day that you take care of your family, you help the people that you love, right? All the work that you're doing is not going unlooked. You know, the people who are truly blessed, you know, a lot of people think that people who have all the money and they got nice cars, Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces, you know, the guys who walking around got, you know, they look really good, right? You know, the girls who got all the sexiness, attractiveness, right? Got the OnlyFans going on, right? You know, they're posting, making oodles and oodles of money, prostitution, right? The men that pay for the prostitution, right? You know, all these people who are creating this destructive lifestyle worldwide. Gang members, you know, flaunting their guns on the social media, right? All these people who are creating this lifestyle of laziness, not wanting to work. Why go to work? Their mindset is, why go to work when I can sell drugs in the street? You know, I can make, shoot, man, $10,000, $20,000 a week. Just, you know, peddling these drugs. You also could end up going to prison. You know what I mean? And sitting around for the next 10 years with a whole bunch of men looking to get at you. You know what I mean? They trying to talk to you like they talk to like they used to talk to females on the outside. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell you about that. They don't tell you about the possibility that you could get gunned down in the streets by these police and by the other dudes, the oppositions, the ops, whatever they call them, right? I mean, like, you could get gunned down in the streets by those dudes. Personally, I'm going to college, bro. You know what I mean? If it come down to, you know, struggling in college and, you know, yeah, I'm not going to be driving no Rolls Royce and no Bentley, you know, right in immediately. But, you know, the fact is that it's possible with hard work and dedication. You build systems, right? Create some systems, open some businesses, right? You know, become a business entrepreneur, right? You can have just about anything you want with hard work and dedication and systems and discipline, right? And you don't have to do the wrong things to make those things happen. You know, you don't have to like be crooked and planning on people. You know, work hard, people. Work for what you want. You know, right now you're in the midst of a struggle, right? And you're seeing other people who are living these lavish lives, but what you don't know is behind the scenes, those people are miserable. They're surrounded by a whole bunch of people that they can't even trust. They don't trust their best friends. They don't trust their family members. They don't trust anybody. What type of life is that where you can't even sleep peacefully, you know, because you're worried about somebody breaking in because you done did so many people wrong that, you know, now you got people looking to literally murder you when they see you, you know, like, bro, what type of life is that? Nah, man, I don't care about no parties. I don't care about no strip clubs. You know, I don't care about no crazy living, man. You know, like, I want to live a life in peace. I want quality of life. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I can work for it and work hard to achieve. You know, I tell you right now, man, like, the most beautiful thing is that I'm setting my children up for a life worth living. There are a lot of people who don't care about anything. And the fact is that the fathers of the sin are passed down to the sins of the father are passed down to the children. So if you live a crazy life, the likelihood is that your kids are also going to live a crazy life. If you didn't respect your parents, just know that your children ain't going to respect you. You know, it goes down. It trickles down. It trickles down. So, you know, honestly, I'm sorry, man. You know, I don't want to be lazy. I'm thankful for hard work. I'm grinding every day. I'm doing everything I can. And you know what the crazy part is? I'm not even doing it all for me. I've actually sacrificed. I've sacrificed quite a bit. I could be driving a Bentley today. But instead of getting a Bentley, I chose to open a nonprofit organization and travel the world and help people in foreign countries to make a difference, because the fact is, I want quality of life. Quality of life. Listen to that term, quality of life. You guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. God bless. You know, keep grinding. You know, all my Christian people, you know, who choose not to, you know, participate in drinking and smoking and living crazy lives, riotous lives, just know you are the ones who are making this world a better place. You know, some people, they're making the world a worse place. I just want you to know that you are literally making the world a better place. Thank you. God bless. Hello, hello. This is Pastor Darius of Jesus Life Church International and president of Gorilla Nature, Inc. If you appreciate this message, please go to our website, www.gorillanatureinc.com. That's gorillanatureinc.com.
and make a donation to our nonprofit organization. Our mission is to help children in poor countries around the world and support them in their dreams to pursue education. Every donation helps to support our ministry and our international nonprofit. This is Pastor Darius saying God bless and have a great week.